It continues to displace almost the whole population and targets anyone attempting to expose its crimes. This genocide is a disgrace on every state that has provided Israel with the political, diplomatic, and legal support, on every country that could have stopped these massacres and didn't. If all this evidence is not enough to impose sanctions against Israel, then what is the point of international law? If the decisions of the International Court of Justice are not respected and applied, what is the point of having these international judicial institutions? Mr. Vice President, the lack of international accountability for Israel's crimes is sending a dangerous message. We are moving towards a world guided by the rule of jungle, not the rule of law. States must take action to end Israel's impunity, including by ceasing their arms sales to Israel, and support accountability efforts at the domestic and international level, including giving effect to the ICJ advisory opinion.
I give the floor to Human Rights and Democratic Participation Center, Shams.
Israel, the occupying power, continues its systematic targeting of Palestinian children through killing, forced displacement, detention, starvation, movement restrictions, denial of health care and education. This considered a full-fledged crime under international law and represents a grave violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention of 1949, particularly Article 15, 17, and 24. It also breaches the International Convention on the Right of Child of 1949.